We're going to return now to that new housing plan. Family hubs for homeless families were introduced 8 years ago, but instead of being a temporary measure, many people have been forced to stay for months or even years. Our reporter Adele McAllister is at Hoopen House, the largest homeless hub for families, which is in Dublin's Harold's Cross. Adele, you've been speaking to people there about today's plan. What have they been saying to you?
Yes, Rachel, there are 360 people living here in Hoopen House. It's run by the Salvation Army. Now, these hubs are just meant to be temporary, and the staff here have been working closely with local authorities to try and get families housed as quick as possible, but it's very hard. Among the tools they're using is what's called a choice-based letting system, and that's where available housing that comes up, it's put on an online portal, and then they try and match people to suitable property quickly, but it does depend on where you are on the housing list, so it is hard. There's 67 families here, Rachel. That includes 230 children of various ages, from babies up to teens. So the staff here are working to try and keep them all engaged. And I talked first to Programme Manager Julie Swan about the work that they do.
Every family who comes in, they're individual. We work with them in a person-centred way because they all have different needs. We run housing workshops. We look at them, see where they are on the housing list, and the staff will actually promote different ways of, you know, obviously the social housing. There's choice-based lettings as well, so we'll do workshops for that. We also recognise, because a lot of the families are here long-term, that we link them in with our education officer, see about getting some of the older children in the family, if we can get them into employment, if we can get the mothers or fathers into employment. And recognising as well that some of the families could be here for maybe 3-4 years. So it's a matter of, you know, how can we help you while you're here? We will do things for the children. Obviously, they're a big part of, you know, who we have here. So we run programmes for the children, and not forgetting the mothers and fathers as well.
And many of the staff here, Rachel, they've long experience working in this area, and they say even with all the agencies and local authorities working together, it's still a huge challenge trying to move families out and into permanent accommodation where they want to be, and it's just taking longer and longer. Here's Service Manager Anthony Byrne.
So I've worked in all different aspects of homelessness, you know, and in recent years we've seen such a drastic change in time that families are staying in the accommodation. You know, previously you had a lot quicker move on and a lot more available supply of properties, and the HAP scheme, which was a lot more open to families to get, so the housing turnover was a lot quicker. Now we see families staying 2, 3, 4, 5 years in homeless services, which has a massive negative effect on the children, the upbringing and the whole family dynamic, you know.
Now, we've been looking at some of the details of the government's housing, new housing plan as it's coming in. What do you make of what you've seen so far?
Yeah, so I had a brief read of the strategy, and as I've said for previously strategies, it does look brilliant, you know, and the amount of capital that they'll be pumping into the correct places seems great. That does be in theory, so I'd hope to see it in action. I feel we'd need an immediate radical action, something different to reverse the damage that we've done over the last few years and the effect it's having on families and homelessness. I think we need more support and communication from the government with services and the local councils, and really just focus on some of the high pressure zones and the derelict properties maybe that they brought up many years ago, renovating them and putting them back on, say, choice-based lettings, because that's been a great success for our families, you know. So if this funding is going in the correct area, we can truly make a difference.
Adele, you've also been speaking to residents. What have they been telling you?
Well, Rachel, a lot of the residents here, they know each other very well because they're all here longer than they'd hoped to be. It's quiet here this morning. The majority are out at work and a lot of the children are obviously at school. But one resident, Mary, it's not her real name, but she's here with her son, and she just spoke to me about their day-to-day challenges.
I'm here 2 years. Myself and my son, he's now turned 19. He was 17 when he came here. There's nothing coming available at all. I'm quite happy to take an apartment. I'm not even looking for a house. But I'm looking at people here with sick children, and they're here longer than I've been here. The emergency accommodation is actually nice. I'm lucky where I am. I'm happy where I am. but I still want a home. I need to get out. I'm getting too old now and I need my home. I've sat here and I've watched children from prams growing up to going to school. That's how long I'm looking at small children growing up in homeless accommodation, and it's just, it's soul destroying. It really is.
We were just talking earlier that because of the length of time you've been here, you've got to know obviously a lot of the families and the children coming through. What's the effect been on your own son, I suppose? He was a child when he came in, and the other children that are around.
Well, if I was to tell the truth, we're not the same as we used to be. We were really, really close. I used to call him my sidekick. I do understand that he's grown and he has a girlfriend. I don't see that much of him. I really don't see that much of him. He'd rather be out of here for the day, and totally understandable. We're in the room, we're in bunk beds. He's on the top bunk, I'm his mother, and I'm on the bottom bunk. There's no privacy. I go outside to have a cigarette so he can go in and have a shower. And it looks like I'm lazy, that I'm sitting around, but it's to give each other space. We just don't have privacy. So he goes over, he might have a shower in his brother's. There's times he gives out about me doing the washing down here because I'm so long. He'll go over to his brother's and do his washing. It's just a cue for everything, because there's so many families here.
Now, today the government is announcing a new strategy, and they're trying to prioritise the likes of yourselves who've been waiting for a long time for accommodation. Are you hopeful that your situation might change?
I really, in my heart of hearts, can't see myself getting out of here. I don't know why. I absolutely have no hope of getting out of here. Like, I'm looking at Christmas coming. I'm the mother. I'm old. I'm the same age. I'm 57 years of age, and I cook for everybody. I can't do that this year. I can't cook for my sons and my grandson. I'd love to have my grandson staying off. I've nothing. I've absolutely no hope. I'm just day by day, I'm plodding along.
And that was Mary. She was speaking to Adele McAllister at Hooban House in Dublin.